chamber in exchange
Lock
for you.
Talk Radio.
And on earth, and I love you, I give men in return for you, equals in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Bring out the people who are blind, yet have eyes, who are deaf, yet have ears. All the nations gather together, and the peoples assemble. Who among them can declare this, and show us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses to prove them right. Let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. I am the Lord. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed, when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, declares the Lord. And I am God. Also henceforth I am he. There is none who can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can turn it back? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I send to Babylon and bring them all down as fugitives, even the Chaldeans and the ships in which they rejoice. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, once like a wick. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old.
Do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works, greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Somebody says, well, that's impossible. What did he mean? For example, you just think about today. With all the electronics and things that we have, and people can speak about Jesus, and we can get the gospel all over the world, he couldn't do that in those days, alive as a man. He says, the things that are going to happen that you can't even understand. When he said, if you have seen me, you've seen the Father, you either have got to believe that Jesus Christ is one with God, he's God in human flesh, or you do not believe the Bible, or you've got to believe that Jesus is an imposter, and that he lied, and that he's not God, that he's just another prophet. The way Jesus said it, he says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, period. It doesn't get any shorter, stronger, more real, more exacting, big man. You want to see God? Jesus said, look at me. He didn't say that proudly. He was simply answering a question for them. And turn to John chapter 10 for a moment. And look at what he says in the 10th chapter in the 30th verse. He says, it's a short verse. I and the Father are one. He's either a liar, an imposter, claiming to be something he's not, or he is God in the flesh, walking among men. I and the Father are one. He says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And so this made them absolutely, I can imagine how absolutely infuriated they were. And then when he says, for example, in the 8th chapter, and look at this verse again, it's the 8th. I said to you, before Abraham was born, before he was born, he says, I am. I can just imagine, they want to pick up stones, just kill this man who's claiming to be before Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is who God is. And the truth is, we can't even comprehend fully who he is. And I think we take so much for granted when we talk about God. And when you think about God says, you want to know who I am? I can answer that in two words. I am. So think about this. What could you add to that? It would make it more expressive. I am old, I am young, I'm good looking, I'm ugly, I'm powerful, I can do this, I can do that. I am. I am what? I am, well, think about that, I just want to shout. I am because God in his wisdom defines himself in the most incomprehensible way. I am. I'm what? And so I looked it up in the Hebrew and the Greek and all that stuff. I am. That's it. And if somebody says, well, what do you believe about God? Well, I'll just say, I believe this. I believe he said, I am. That's what I believe about it. Well, I am what? Then you can just go in every direction. Because there is no answer greater than, think about how wise God is. He said, you tell him, I am. And then I think about all the things that Jesus said. Now, look in John chapter 1. And John has the greatest explanation about who Jesus is of all the disciples. He outlived them all. And look at this passage. A lot of people don't recognize what this means. But beginning in John 1:1, watch this. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is John declaring who Jesus is. Listen, he was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend him. Here's John introducing Jesus as no other one introduced him. So he's the Word. Secondly, you might think about it. Jesus said, I am the bread in that sixth chapter. I'm the bread of life. What was he saying? I'll meet all your needs. He says, I'm sufficient. He says in the 10th chapter, for example, he said, I'm the door. I'm the door into life. You step through that door, you have eternal life. In the 10th chapter, he also says, I'm the good shepherd. That's his way of saying, I'll take care of you, provide for you, protect you. In other words, all the things that a shepherd needs to do, Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. Then he said in the 15th chapter of John, I'm the vine. I'm the vine, you're the branch. And the branch abides in the vine. The vine, listen, through the vine comes the sap of the Holy Spirit. Into the branch, which is our life, comes the Holy Spirit, and so we have life. He said, Jesus, I'm the vine, but you're the branch. He says, I'm the light of the world, in that John 8:12. And he said, on one occasion, he says, I'm the light of the world. He says, as long as I'm here, I'm the light. But when he's gone, you're the light. So the truth is, every single one of us, according to Scripture, who has Jesus Christ living within us, is a light in this world. Those who are walking in darkness. Then he said, for example, he was the Son of God, not just turn him upside down. And then he said in the 14th chapter, look at that 14th chapter. I love this chapter, and I'm grateful to God he put it in the Bible because it says so much about Jesus, and it says it in such a short few verses. The 14th chapter of John, look what he says. He says, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, because we're the same. In my Father's house are many mansions.
Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people. The people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. Yet you did not call upon me, O Jacob, but you you have been weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me your sheep for burnt offerings, or honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with offerings, or wearied you with frankincense. You have not bought me sweet cane with money, or satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. I will not remember your sin. Put me in remembrance. Let us argue together. Step forth your case that you may be proved right. Your first father sinned, and your mediators transgressed against me. Therefore I will profane the princes of the sanctuary and deliver Jacob to utter destruction and Israel to reviling. Chapter 44. But now hear, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord who made you, who formed you from the womb, and will help you. Hear not, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants. They shall spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. This one will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call on the name of Jacob, and another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and name himself by the name of Israel. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. Beside me there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me, since I appointed an ancient people. Let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Hear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? There is no rock. I know not any. All who fashion idols are nothing, and the things they delight in do not profit. Their witnesses neither see nor know, that they may be put to shame. Who fashions a god or casts an idol that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his companions shall be put to shame, and the craftsmen are only human. Let them all assemble, let them stand forth. They shall be terrified, they shall be put to shame together. The ironsmith takes a cutting tool and works it over the coals. He fashions it with hammers and works it with his strong arm. He becomes hungry, and his strength fails. He drinks no water, and is faint. The carpenter stretches a line, marks it out with a pencil. He shapes it with planes and marks it with a compass. Shapes it into the figure of a man to dwell in a house. Cuts down cedars, or he chooses a cypress tree or an oak and lets it grow strong among the trees of the forest. He plants a cedar and the rain nourishes it. Then it becomes fuel for a man. Takes a part of it and warms himself. He kindles a fire and bakes bread. Also he makes a dog and worships it. He makes it an idol and falls down before it. Half of it he burns in the fire. Meat. He roasts it and is satisfied. Also he warms himself and says, aha, I am warm. I have seen the fire. And the rest of it he makes into a god, his idol, and falls down to it and worships it. He prays to it and says, deliver me, for you are my God. They know not, nor do they discern, for he has shut their eyes.
The Bible book, Isaiah 44.
Eyes, so that they cannot see, and their hearts, so they cannot understand. No one considers, nor is there knowledge or discernment to say, half of it I burned in the fire, I also baked bread on its coals, I roasted meat and have eaten. And shall I make the rest of it an abomination? Shall I fall down before a deeds on ashes? A deluded heart has led him astray.